Hey, Tanner.
What?
Have you seen The Karate Kid?
Yes, let's reel it in. Skip! That was my karate chop.
Do you remember the karate episode of SpongeBob?
Of course.
Dude, classic.
I live and die by that episode of SpongeBob.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Welcome back to Reel It In.
Woo!
For us... No, this is funny. For us, the holidays just ended.
Yes.
For you, it's been a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Couple weeks
what
after
does that
Christmas.
Mean? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean when you get down to it?
Are we keeping it real?
We weren't. We are now. Hey, we're keeping it real. Actually, we weren't, but we're keeping it real now by
we're back.
Being honest with you guys.
We're back.
We're keeping it real.
What do you got for me to drink today?
I got lemonade.
Simply
lemonade. This is the best lemonade in my life.
It is. Well, Chick-fil-A lemonade is pretty.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, 100%. You're right.
Can you shake that again a little bit?
Is it going to explode?
I don't think you shaked it well enough.
My arm. I didn't go to the gym.
Arm day?
Yeah. Well, there's two different ways that you can work out. You can go back by, chest, shoulders, abs, legs, triceps day. Or you can go push, pull, leg day.
Whoa.
So, but anyway.
I just push myself away from the gym.
I push my membership away from
push
my eyes.
Push my membership
and
away and pull the money I'm still spending these months.
Well, I was going to say, could you fill that halfway for both?
Yeah.
Idiot.
What do you mean idiot?
You went like 75 to 25 right here. I already counted the calories that I can have 50-50. Thank you. Okay. But I was going to say, I didn't go to the gym during the 2 weeks of the holiday.
During the 2 weeks of the holiday?
Yeah. And so I went back on Tuesday this week. And oh my gosh. It's Friday where we're at right now. And it is so, I am still so sore. I am so sore.
Nice,
like,
man. Means you got a good pump.
Like, I couldn't clean my butt in the shower today.
So you're stinky?
Well, hey. Well, I knew you were coming over. So
I'm just going to hop into the movie.
Please do.
Karate Kid. Directed by John Aji Evaldson. Evaldson.
I hate you.
Evaldson. came out in 1984.
Danielson.
Came out in 1984 and rated.
The year of movies.
Yeah, the year the movies came out. Remember when movies came out?
Yeah.
Rated PG for pretty great karate.
You said pretty great beard for...
Pretty great...
Santa Claus, I think.
Karate.
Pretty great karate.
Pretty great karate. I'm going to sum it up.
You have your watch on?
It's 12:48.
Oh, thank God. I didn't feel like looking at the watch.
Okay. Now
I did look at the watch when Ben came in because he was about 19 to 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. I just...
No, you said stuff.
I didn't say anything.
He walked to the door and looked at me and looked at his watch and looked at me and looked at his watch again and said, "You're just like your fiance." And I'm like, that's a lot to walk into right now.
It's a joke. It's not even a joke. It's a real thing that Ben and his fiance Peyton are the late ones all the time. But it's fine because, like... I won't be late to your wedding. You know?
How do I? I'll be late to my wedding. How do I do a timer on here, bro?
It's the go to the page where all the
apps
are. It's in the bottom right. It's a timer. It looks like it's at 10 o'clock.
This one looks like it's at noon.
No, that's a different one.
Okay, 5 minutes.
You found it.
Oh, it's going okay. Karate Kid. I gotta have the document up just so I know all the names.
Danielson
is moving to, where's he moving to? He's moving from New Jersey, but he's moving to like California or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
With his mom and...
Ma.
His ma.
Yeah.
And they arrive and they're kind of, they're not in the slums, but they're like not in a great part of town.
Yeah.
Fresh start for both of them,
yeah,
right? The
right.
Mom is kind of pulling Daniel around. Fresh start there. So Daniel goes to hang out with some new friends that he met. One of them he met at the apartment complex, and he's like, "Hey, come hang out with my friends." They all go to the beach. At the beach, Daniel meets a cute little girl named Ellie.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for Daniel, Allie's ex-boyfriend is Johnny, who is like a prodigy of
Cobra Kai.
He's like the leader of the pack.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Under the sensei, like second in command. I don't know what.
He's a jerk.
He's a real jerk. And then so he kind of starts like messing around with Allie and like taking her radio and wanting to break it. And Daniel's like, "Hey, let me grab that radio." And Johnny's like, "Back off, bro." And they get in a little scuffle.
Yeah.
And Daniel actually gets a punch in. And then that does not make Johnny happy. And he just like messes him up, kicks him, and gives him a black eye. And yeah, so then the night ends. Daniel the next morning is with his ma. She's like, "Let me see those baby browns. Let me see those baby browns. She's like, "Ma, I got sunglasses on. I'm just trying to go. We live in California now. Everybody wears sunglasses." She's like, "Take them off. Take them off." Black eye.
Right. Black guy like, or black eye?
Black eye.
Okay.
Takes him off. He's a black guy.
He's a black guy now.
The mom's like, "What happened?" He's like, "I fell off my bike, Ma. Don't worry about it." He goes to school, finds out
I'm a black guy now, Mom.
Yeah, I'm a black guy, Mom. Let me go to school. So he goes to school, sees that Allie goes there, sees that Johnny and all of his friends go there, and he's just having a rough time. He gets kicked out of soccer tryouts because Johnny and his gang is, like, messing with Daniel, so he starts, like, punching them. It's not, he's not fitting in well. He's very upset.
Yeah. Also, I can tell the names are confusing for you. It is for me as well.
Just Johnny and Daniel.
Johnny and Daniel.
I'm really getting mixed up for some reason. Yeah. But at the apartment complex, there is the guy who fixes things. The
technician?
All the pipes. The maintenance guy, Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
And Mr. Miyagi hears that Daniel is very upset at these boys. Right, he sees Daniel training for karate, and he sees Daniel upset, yelling with his mom after a Halloween event at the high school.
Yeah.
Also, I have 2 minutes left.
Right on.
Easy. Oh, wait, I'm getting it all mixed up now. Mr. Miyagi sees that Daniel's upset at all the kids. Daniel goes to the Halloween high school party and messes with Johnny by putting a hose over the stall that he's in, right?
Yeah.
And they chase him out and beat him up in a field, right? And right as Johnny's about to deliver the final kick that would probably kill him, like the kick went almost through the fence, Mr. Miyagi jumps in and pushes him to the side and then beats up all the boys.
Yeah.
And Daniel's
karate style.
He's like this.
Karate.
He's like this.
Yeah, he's like a bird.
Like a bird and a grasshopper had a baby.
He's a grass bird.
And a swan. And then so
swan.
I got a minute left. I gotta plow through this. Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel's like, "Yo, you beat up all those kids. I gotta beat those kids. Teach me karate." He's like, "You want to learn karate for the wrong reasons." He's like, "Okay, fine. Just teach me how to do karate and..." He's like, "No, I'm not doing that." Okay, fine. So they go to the dojo with Mr. Miyagi. This is a really bad summary.
Yes.
Really bad.
Yes.
They go to the dojo, and there Mr. Miyagi and Daniel see the kids that Mr. Miyagi beat up, and the sensei comes. He's like, "I heard you beat up my kids." And then Mr. Miyagi's like, "Yes, I did." And then he's like, But Mr. Miyagi, I got 30 seconds left.
Jeez.
But Mr. Miyagi's like, "Daniel can beat them up in 2 months' time at this tournament."
Yeah.
And then the sensei's like, "All right, you're on." So he trains Daniel, wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the floor, all that stuff side to side. And he learns karate through doing chores for Mr. Miyagi. And then he goes to the tournament and beats Johnny. The end.
Oh my God.
So
you spent so much time.
So bad.
We spent so much time talking about his black eye.
I spent so much time talking about him being a black guy. It was. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Dang, dude. Wait.
Well, I mean, Jaden Smith.
Huh?
Jaden Smith, karate kid. He was a black
Remember
guy.
Remember his mom?
No.
Jada Pickett?
She's not in the movie, though.
Yeah, but she's bald.
I would slap somebody for Jada Pinkett. Fun facts. This movie is actually inspired by a true story.
What?
The idea of the Karate Kid
David and
film,
Goliath.
David and Goliath. No.
Daniel and Johnny.
Yes. Sorry. The Karate Kid film came from producer Jerry Weintraub, who heard a news report back in 1983 about a scrawny teen being bullied who became a martial artist.
Oh, okay.
Loosely based off that story, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
The car that Daniel gets.
The yellow one?
The yellow one. It's a 1948 Ford Super Deluxe.
Okay.
And was actually gifted to Ralph Macchio by the producer, and he still has it today.
Really?
So he's just got that car.
I bet the car is rusted.
I bet he's taking great care of it.
I hope so.
I haven't watched Cobra Kai on Netflix, but I feel like that car's got to be in it.
Oh, for sure.
If Ralph Macchio still has the car, like, that's got
to
be.
Have you seen the sequels to this movie? Not the 2010 one.
No. Part 2, part 3, and the new Karate Kid, I've seen them all.
You've seen them all?
I've seen them all.
I have not seen any of the other ones.
Dude, part 2 is freaking awesome.
Really?
He goes to...
Well, I know they break up. Ellie and Dana break up.
Yeah. I think he has a different love interest in every movie. Maybe part 2 and part 3 are the same?
She comes back in Cobra Kai. I looked it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
She's still an actress doing a lot of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What's she in? Who is she? I don't know what else she's in.
She was... Let me look up.
I only know Ralph Macchio from two things. Well, three if you're counting Cobra Kai. I know he's in Cobra Kai. Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of that story is about. Do you?
It follows Johnny.
I know it follows Johnny. Mm-hmm. But like, why
and it kind of shows Johnny's perspective from this movie. Like, he and his girlfriend were together and they broke up. And then this Daniel kid comes in and like, from Johnny's perspective, steals his girl. So it's kind of like from Johnny's perspective, he's like a washed up dude now. And
I know that. Well, I know the actor who plays Mr. Miyagi died. So he's not in Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Which sucks. Yep.
So Elizabeth Shue, S-H-U-E, or Shue. I don't know.
Shue.
Elizabeth Shue. Let me see what movies.
What else she's in.
So,
but the thing is, what was I talking about? I don't know why Ralph Macchio is in Cobra Kai. But here's the thing. I only know Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid, Cobra Kai, just because I've seen the trailers, and The Outsiders. You've seen The Outsiders?
With Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got jacked up teeth in that
Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze.
All the boys.
Great, the best all the actors boys. In that movie, dude. But all right. Not a good movie.
Elizabeth Shue is in some Tom Hanks movies. She's in some horror movies.
Which Tom Hanks movies?
Polar
Express? Is she the black girl?
She actually is. No, she's not. She's in The Greyhound with Tom Hanks, the 2020 movie. Some rom-com, some horror movies. She's had a pretty good career,
What's big movies that I've probably heard of?
Back to the Future Part 2 and Part 3.
What?
I don't know what she is in it, but she's in those.
Does she play? Because do you know anything about Back to the Future, about the casting and stuff? You know how the dad in Back to the Future, the young dad, 1955, George McFly.
Oh, she replaced
Marty McFly's girlfriend.
Yep.
Really? That's her?
That's her.
She looks so different from 1 year, two years, three. I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, next fun fact.
Sorry. Yeah, we're stuck on that.
Pat Morita, who plays Mr. Miyagi, designed the bonsai logo on the back of Daniel's G.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Now ask me why I know what a G is.
Oh, that's a thing?
Ask me why I know what a G is.
What? How do you
I
know
took
what
karate.
Did you actually?
I took the art of karate when
you took
I was
karate?
A young child. Yes, man.
Really?
I was an absolute nerd. Unit. I was a nerd. I was a unit with a bow staff, bro.
I was a unit with... What's that from?
Nothing. From me. From my childhood. It sounds like something that would be from Napoleon
Dynamite.
Yeah,
it sounds like that's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
it's not. It's no. I was a white belt.
Okay.
Yellow belt.
Orange.
Orange belt. That's where I stopped.
So you didn't get far.
No, but I was in it for a couple months, and the only reason I was able to get to an orange belt, you had to memorize 1 through 10, in Japanese, like the numbers 1 through 10, and I had to recite it with a girl who was next to me, and she was
really
like, she was like top of the class. Really, a girl in karate? Yes.
The next Karate Kid.
The next Karate Kid. Have you seen that one?
No, but I know it's a girl she now. Is.
No, but the girl in my karate class like whipped everybody's butt.
Really,
she was my age, but she was super tall, super tall. So she,
oh,
could
she
just,
was like a horse girl.
She could like punch down. Oh man. But anyway, she's the reason I got an orange belt, because while she was reciting 1 through 10, like, it was nothing. I was, like, listening to her, and then I would, like, recite it after she said it.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I got to be an orange belt, not because of my moves, because I had
bad memory skills. I know all the belt colors because – did you went to Christian school?
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in a Christian
private school.
Private school. Did you guys ever have to learn the recorder?
Yes.
So we did, too.
Strings on
the yarn. I only made it to – green belt, I think.
Playing recorder. I made it to purple belt. Playing recorder and karate.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing, pretty
same
much.
Thing, for sure.
You get bullied by kids, just...
Cross bones. Twinkle,
okay.
Twinkle.
Yeah.
I was always stuck on Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
I don't remember
God
the songs.
God dang.
I had my
up.
Freaking music teacher cut one of my strings. That ever happen to you?
Cut one of them?
Cut one of my strings for bad behavior. I was
what?
Not paying attention in class.
You had to relearn the song?
I had to play the song again.
Oh, that's
so I got it that I got it that day again, but she looked at me, went like this, uh-huh. And all the kids went, ooh, because you know what that meant. So I put my recorder in her hand, and then she grabbed
really?
Scissors and went, and then handed it back.
Well, Christian private school, that makes kind of sense.
It doesn't. That's so wrong. So wrong of you to say that. Sorry. Tanner, what's your then?
Was that all
what's
the
your then?
You got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
My then, I remember where I was when I saw this for the first time.
Where were you? Where were you?
Wait for it, guys. Ready? When my parents were getting divorced.
Oh.
We stayed with my aunt while we were looking for a new house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stayed with her for like maybe a year, maybe half a year. I don't remember. But I remember it was the summer of 2010.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I remember trauma pretty well.
Yeah, well,
he likes to joke about it.
I said wow because I'm like, oh, he remembers the summer and the year he saw this movie, but also if that was
the worst summer
were.
Of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers to better times.
Yes. Both of them are remarried, so. But I was going to say, we were living with my aunt, and I remember it was the summer, and I remember, like, I was grounded for my phone because I was not a good kid with my phone. So I didn't have a phone. What's so funny?
Nothing.
So I didn't have a cell phone. So I literally had to find things to do all summer. I remember it was the worst summer of my life. Mm. It felt forever in the worst way.
Yeah.
And I remember my aunt had The Karate Kid. So I watched it. And I remember that was a movie I watched like once a week.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. Like, nice. I basically didn't have to watch this movie to know it.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some parts I actually didn't remember. I didn't remember the part where he cut the can or the bottles.
The bottles
off
the
beach. The
car. Yeah.
I, like, don't have any memory of
that. I forgot
that
scene, too.
Yeah. But I remember I liked it. I remember because I – going into, like, a movie like – oh, for example, Explorers. When mm-hmm. I look at this cover of Explorers
– yeah.
I think that they're just going to be in space the whole movie. Mm-hmm. What I like about movies like this is that it's not what you think it would be based
yeah.
on the cover.
Yeah.
I thought The Karate Kid, when I was a kid, was going to be a movie about like strictly martial arts. They were all going to speak in a different language, and I wouldn't get it, and I wouldn't understand what's going on the whole movie.
Yeah.
I liked it because it was like, here's this normal kid that wants to learn karate because he's tired of getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's easy, and that's... Seventh grade,
yeah.
2010 Tanner, seventh grade Tanner, that made sense to me. So I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And I also really like Ralph Macchio's character in this. I think he's like sarcastic, but like.
He's super charismatic.
He's
chill.
He's
slick with the ladies.
Yeah.
And he's like funny. He's, yeah.
He's smooth.
Quippy. Yeah.
That girl was throwing herself on him. Like, she's like,
Allie?
Yeah. Allie was like,
Allie was throwing
Daniel.
Those baby blues his way.
For sure.
And you know what you do when you mix baby browns and baby blues?
What?
Probably still baby blues because they're the dominant gene.
Yes. yes. Freaking, okay.
What's your now?
So that was my then. I really liked the movie. My now is that I like this movie. It's a good movie. But I just have some weird things about it. Like, the movie ended
just like
so
that.
Quick. It was like...
It got to the climax, and I got out of there. It was done.
It was like
there was no falling action.
Daniel went like, boom, or he did the kick thing, you know, and then all of a sudden,
the crane.
You're all right, Daniel. And then roll credits.
Freeze frame on Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, it was quick like that. Also, another thing I didn't like was that Ellie and Daniel were literally like mad or good, like in the flip of a switch. They were mad or good with each other. And sometimes I think it threw me off. I was like, are they good? Why is she mad? Why is he trying to avoid her?
I'm talking about the arcade scene, like when he walks in apologizing to her. I'm like, what did he do? He saw, like, he mistakenly saw her kissing Johnny, but then, like, why would she be upset at him that he saw her kissing Johnny?
Right.
Like, why did he apologize for that?
Yeah.
Maybe because he, like, walked out?
Right. Another thing that was weird, too,
I
was
like there's a deleted scene of, like, maybe outside of the restaurant.
Maybe.
Outside of the country club.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There was another part, too, where they're having a great first date at the arcade place for the first time.
Golf and Go, yeah.
And they're having a great date. You know, like, she's somehow being the big spoon and, like, covering over him while they're playing mini golf. I was like, that's weird. My girl, Julianne could never do that to me.
Do you want her to?
Kind of. And they're having a great date. And then all of a sudden, like, Johnny and the Cobra Kai pull up in the car and they're like, come hang out with us. She's like, no, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, Daniel's like, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, don't make a difference to me. And then his mom is like, how'd the date go? <They're> arguing, you know? I thought,
the mom's like driving in the car, just like,
I'll go really quick because we got to get more of what you're thinking. But my last riff about this is that the long scenes in this movie felt so long.
Like what scenes?
Like the part where Mr. Miyagi's drunk and stuff. I was like, gosh, this scene is so
long. I love
that
scene.
I didn't like it.
It was another fun fact I didn't mention, but that scene was actually supposed to be cut out, and the director, like, fought for it the whole time.
Well,
but, like, step by step, like, revision, they're like, take out that scene. He's like, no, this is what gives Mr. Miyagi heart, like, makes him more than just a stereotype.
Mr. Miyagi didn't really have, like, a big character, though. Like, to me, it was just, like, he's there, he's teaching, he's sad about his wife, but that's it. Like, I don't know much more about him.
There's two different types of characters in movies. There's the ones who change, and there's the ones who change the people around them. Mr. Miyagi was a character who changed the people around him. And, like, he was just, like, a father figure who he, like, he got a son in Daniel, and Daniel got a father in him. That was kind of the, what
and
I,
and
what
a friend.
I got. And a friend, too.
And a friend. Do you remember when Marty McFly, you ever heard that he's, like, an unchanging character? Like, the circumstances happen around him, and he's just, like, there.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't change anyone. He doesn't change in the story. He's just going along with the plot. I like that.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, on the topic of changing.
We gotta watch that movie, dude. We gotta watch that movie again.
Why haven't we done that movie?
I think we're saving it for next season.
If there's gonna be a next season, who knows?
There's gonna be a next season.
Who knows with Ben?
But will it be the last season?
Are we gonna change? Oh God, don't do that.
But will it be the last season?
We gotta hit 100 episodes.
We have to have 100th episode. Yeah.
We gotta change the scenery too. Every season's gotta change. We're doing it at your house.
Okay,
you'll be married, bro.
No, I'm not going to be married by the next time we record. I get married in September.
Bro, when do we start recording?
August. I'll be close.
The season's longer. Okay, what's your then and now? Sorry, I've been talking for a while.
My then. I'm going to keep it brief.
Okay.
I have one point about my then. I didn't get why she kicked the ball at the beach. Like, when Johnny hands her the ball, she goes, thanks. And kicks away. He's like,
that's your one thing, bro?
I'll get that.
One minute little detail that you didn't like was
I'm
that?
Like, why did she kick the ball? And then I realized, it was to get him away from Johnny.
You know what else?
Johnny was coming. But it wasn't edited well. Yeah. Like, you saw them riding their bikes, and then she gets the ball, just goes, poof, just punts it. I'm like, that's a mean thing to do.
One thing else, too, was that he got beat up. Like, it was the beach night, and she's learning how to juggle the ball on her knee.
Yeah, and she learns it
next day.
Just like that.
She's good at it.
I was going to say that in my now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
No, good. I'm glad we both picked up on that.
I was like, that's not right.
She's like a prodigy.
She's the next Karate Kid. That's Jaden Smith.
That's Jaden Smith as a woman.
It's Willow.
Who?
Willow Smith, the daughter.
Oh, have you listened to her music?
What, the I Whip My Hair Back and Forth song?
Yeah.
I remember that song when this movie, when the 2010 Karate Kid came out.
Dang. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. So this was, Karate Kid was one of my dad's favorite movies.
Willow Smith turned into Doja Cat, but go on.
No.
No, go on.
Will Smith, not Will Smith, my dad. My dad bought this movie. It's one of my dad's favorite movies.
Okay.
So the three movies that he bought growing up because he wanted to watch with me when I was growing up.
Yeah.
He bought Explorers.
Okay.
He bought The Karate Kid, so I have it on DVD.
Nice. I have it as well.
Oh, cool. And then Ernest Goes to Camp. Do you remember
never
any
heard
of the Ernest movies?
I've never heard of Ernest.
Ernest Goes to Jail, Ernest Saves Christmas, Ernest...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ernest, I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Sorry.
We got to watch that one.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. But this is one
next
of those
season.
This is one of those movies that my dad wanted to watch with me, so he bought it on DVD, and we watched it together. And I watched it with my dad a lot, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. And...
Is he your Mr. Miyagi?
He's my Mr. Miyagi, but instead of karate, he teaches me how to think for myself.
Good on Matt.
Good on Matt. What's your dad's name? Jeff? Jacob? John?
Jeff. Jacob? Jacob Reckledge.
Sorry, Jeff. Drink.
For Jeff.
No, I really liked it growing up. I had immediate... sentimental attachment to it from watching it with my dad. I just thought it was fun. I didn't think about it a lot as a kid. It was one that I watched a lot, but it was just one that I enjoyed, didn't really think about. But I liked it a lot. And now I didn't realize that he already knew a little bit of karate from The Y in Newark.
Yeah.
I thought he was like going in just like having known nothing.
Yeah.
But like he took some karate classes at The Y. So like he already had a decent idea of it. I thought the scene where Johnny was just jamming out on the toilet, rolling up a doobie while taking a dump was great.
As a kid, I didn't catch that he was.
I didn't get he was rolling up something either. Yeah. I thought he was just taking a fat dump.
Yeah.
I thought he was just taking a fat dump.
Fiddling with a piece of toilet
I'm like,
paper.
He's a skeleton. How does he poop? The 80s cheese was great. It was all there, like cheesiness.
Yeah.
He said a line.
It's the 80s.
It's the 80s, baby. And
this
I'm like,
is not the first movie I've caught them saying that.
I'm like, did people in the 80s say it's the 80s?
There was another movie we watched where they said it's 80s music. They said something like it's 80s music.
It might have been the Explorers.
It might have been. I don't get it.
But people in the 80s said it's the 80s.
Doesn't realize that. Yeah, isn't that weird?
It was strange. I don't get it. I don't get it. If there's one,
I gotta look
into
that.
If there's one reason that I were to believe that we're living in a simulation right now, it would be the fact that these movies break and say that it's the 80s when like we would say, it's the 80s. But like these movies say it's the 80s.
Do you think the reason why we call it like 80s music, 80s movies
was because it was from the 80s? Yes, I do.
No. Or is it because they said things like this?
Probably both.
Probably both.
Probably both.
That is weird. But everybody loves 80s.
Also, 80s cheese. When he beats the first kid at the tournament, his Allie just says, "You're the best!
You're the best!
You're the..." And it goes right into that. I'm like, that one doesn't make sense. Like, why would he be the best if he just, like, kicks one kid and gets one point? And then I'm like, oh, it's to lead into
the song.
To the song.
That would be like me. That'd be like Adrian at the Rocky Balboa fight and be like, "You got the eye of the tiger."
Exactly. Exactly. And then I didn't realize that his ribs hurt the entire movie from the first fight at the beach. Throughout the movie, he's holding his ribs. At the final fight, he's holding his ribs. Like throughout the entire movie, he's painting the fence. He'll like hold his ribs because his ribs hurt. Like he's in pain the entire time.
He's like me right now. I'm sore. From Tuesday.
Tanner got in a fight.
How long
did
this movie last? Because you said it was 2 months for him to train or 2 weeks? How long did he have to train?
Yeah, it was 2 months to train. So he's holding his ribs the
entire
movie.
It's a 2 month long movie.
I don't know. Maybe
I thought it was 1 week. Yeah. These movies don't explain what year or what month and day of the week it is.
Don't need to.
I'm confused.
Don't. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go into quotes.
Okay.
Smell bad, heal good. Just like Tanner's farts after he doesn't wipe.
I didn't clean today.
Wax on, wax off.
Great. I also didn't clean it. Oh, that brings me something funny.
Yeah, what's up?
My job the other day, they're like, we were just kind of doing like miscellaneous tasks at work because we're not really running right now during Christmas time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, like we're going to have everybody do things. They're going to clean this part of the plant. You're going to clean the gutters. We're going to mop this room, whatever, whatever.
Sounds fun.
And my boss was like, Tanner, he puts his hand on my shoulder. He goes, I got something for you to do. I'm like, what's up? He's like, you're going to paint one of the offices for us. And I was like, okay.
Really?
So, yeah.
Is it that slow that you're painting the office?
I guess so. Well, we have a new manager coming in, too.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, okay. I'm like, that's fine. So then I was telling a few buddies at work, and they kept coming in to check on me, and they're like, wax on, wax off, man. Yeah. Up and down. You know?
Up, down.
Like this.
Do you think that? Like that.
What? So, what? Sorry,
I don't even know.
That was one of my favorite parts of the movie. That's the most iconic scene in
the
movie.
Oh, it's great. It's one of the best scenes in movie history, period.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Weird one, when Allie and Daniel are walking through the school past Johnny and his group of guys after they make the agreement that they're not going to beat him up anymore for the two-month period he's training.
Yep.
One of his friends, one of Johnny's friends, looks at Daniel and says, must be take a worm for a walk week.
What?
Makes no sense.
I don't get it.
But Allie and Daniel are walking through them, and the guy goes, hey, must be take a worm for a walk week. Like,
who's
insulting
the worm?
Daniel.
Oh,
I think Daniel's like a skinny guy. I'm like, that's weird.
Let me ask you. Well, I'll ask you since you're the one here, but I was going to say we're going to ask Andrew and our other buddy, Phoenix. Who, how does it feel to be a worm?
I'm not a worm. I put on 40 pounds last year. I'm not a worm.
Remember when you ate a worm?
I did eat a worm.
You did eat a worm.
I'm worm boy. Worm boy. Okay.
Dang, major throwback. That's like 40 episodes ago.
That was one of our first. That was like our second or
that
third
was our
episode.
Second episode, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks for sticking with us. Those episodes sucked.
No, they were. It's fun to go back and watch them because we're definitely still. I mean, we're still figuring it out now. But then we were like such babies.
I'm like, I didn't even know Ben. We didn't even know each other that well.
I just called you, and I'm like, hey, let's do a podcast, man.
That was so weird and funny, though.
And
dang,
now
that's
so
weird
us.
And funny.
Do you think we'd be as good friends if we didn't do the podcast together?
No.
Not
honestly,
at all.
Honestly, no,
not
I don't think
all.
So.
It's great. Next quote. Daniel's son.
Kind of stuck with you now.
You all, kind of whatever. Daniel's son, you all wet behind ear after he falls off the boat. Daniel's son, you all wet behind ear.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Which I thought Daniel's son was S-O-N.
It's S-U-N?
It's S-A-N.
Daniel-san.
It's Mr. or it's like a respectful Mr. or Mrs.
Oh, okay.
But instead of preceding the name or...
I don't know.
Instead of it being before the name, it's after the name.
Okay.
So it's like saying Tanner Mister. Anyway, I thought that was cool.
Cool.
I have the hey, it's the 80s line. People in the 80s say, hey, it's the 80s. That was weird. And then sweep the lake. Sweep the
classic.
Lake. Have you ever said sweep the lake to somebody?
Never.
I think I wrestled.
They beat the tar out of this
really
kid for no
did.
Reason.
I wrestled Andrew right there in your room, and I said, sweep the lake.
Did you actually?
Kicked his leg out.
Here's a question I have. Is this movie subtly about racism?
I thought about that when they were in the dojo, and the only black kid in there gets the snot kicked out of him.
Yeah,
by the other kid. I'm like, oh, that's
it's the '80s.
That's it's hey, it's the '80s. No, Rob but it's about. I think it's just about different cultures because it's about like different classes too.
Yeah.
There's definitely racism towards Mr. Miyagi, but the people on the beach with the beer bottles, they call him names and stuff like
did
that.
They?
I don't remember exactly what
they called them. Yeah,
but yeah, it's got some stuff in it.
Mm.
You know, traumatizing scale.
Mm. Mm. One for relating to bullying. What's so funny?
You can't.
Why
say,
do you laugh at my trauma?
No, you said it
Ben.
So. You said it funny.
Bullying.
You said my bullying. So I just thought it was funny. Not funny. You got bullied, but
it's not.
Is that why you're a bully now?
I'm not a bully now.
Okay. No, you're right. Yeah, zero for me.
Zero? Okay.
Zero. Zero for me. Dang. Rotten Tomato score, 89%.
Okay.
Up there, dude.
Up there.
Which makes
there.
Sense because the movie.
That's one of the highest ones we've done this season, I think.
Yeah.
One
but
of them.
The movie doesn't make any jumps ever. Like the things that happen, it's like step by step by step by step. It's predictable, but...
But was it predictable for that time?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wasn't in the 80s. I couldn't say, hey, it's the 80s in the 80s. I said, hey, it was the 80s now in 2022. Almost 23.
Yeah. Well, it's 2023 now.
But the scene where, like, he's yelling with his mom and, like, he's so upset and then they walk away and, like, that's how Mr. Miyagi finds out because they were arguing by his door. So he walks out. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's smart. But
yeah,
I don't know. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a nice movie.
I just wish that the movie ended on, like, not like the quick. Well, here's what I heard.
It was great. It was great.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. But I read a little bit into the second movie. Isn't it like they pick up
immediately
after?
Okay. Immediately. Like, that's probably why they did the fight. And then it's Mr. Miyagi fighting the sensei in the parking lot.
Okay, because he, like, beat up Johnny or something. He's, like, beating on Johnny.
He's beating on Johnny, yeah. And then, like, the sensei keeps, like, punching Mr. Miyagi, and, like, he'll dodge. Mr. Miyagi will dodge, and he'll punch through a window, and, like, his hands are all bloody.
That's pretty cool.
He punches, like, four windows.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, and I was going to say, if that movie didn't pick up right into the second one, I would have loved if they just kind of, like, had it where, like, all of a sudden, like, he wins the fight, and then, like, a month later or whatever, like, they're, like, training in the backyard of Mr. Miyagi's place or whatever, and, like, there's, like, a heartfelt connection or something.
Oh, we get that with him smiling. He's like, I did it, Mr. Miyagi, I did it. And he's just smiling. That was enough.
Yeah.
That was plenty.
But it ended so quick. It was just so quick. I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. You're wrong. I give this movie 10 points.
Out of?
10 jabs. Out of 10 jabs. Psh, 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 psh. Perfect movie. 100%.
You think this is 100%? This is your 100% Totten Romato?
I think the movie's perfect.
Really?
It's for being a movie from the 80s? Yeah. All the flaws in it are from its time of being in the 80s.
What about Back to the Future?
I think Back to the Future is a great movie, too.
I'll
probably give Back to the Future a 10 out of 10 when we watch it.
You don't even understand what the worm line meant, and you're giving, like, perfect movie. Perfect movie.
That's the 80s cheese I'm talking about, dude.
This is That's a very makes it 80s movie. The Cruel Summer song.
Yes.
It's very.
It's great. It's like a time capsule, and it's freaking. It's,
you're giving it 100%?
It's
though,
cinema, dude.
Dude.
100%. This movie's a karate chop to the heart. No, I'll probably give it a. No, I'm going to give it a 9. It's
really give it a 90? I was going to give it for 80s. I'm going to give it an 80.
All right.
I like the movie. It's a good movie. That is, God, you scared me.
You're scared.
When you almost went 100.
Only other movie I've given 100% to is Puss Heflump Adventure.
Your favorite movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox. Did you see that as a kid?
I saw it. How old I might have been. I might have been 12.
That counts.
I might have been
13
12.
And under.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be your 100.
If we could do Back to the Future
and
Fantastic Mr. Fox next season, that would be great.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Well, guys. Speaking of next season.
Next season?
This episode's done. One step closer to next season.
Okay. What's next week's movie?
Next week's movie is Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, sick.
Dude, I'm looking forward to that.
I know.
One.
That's going to be a fun one to talk about.
That's going to be good. Tanner, you're going to plug away?
Cheeseburger. Sorry. Little teaser.
Little teaser.
You can follow me at Tanner Reckless.
Excuse me?
First of all.
Excuse me?
At Tanner Reckledge, at Talk Time with Andrew, at real.it.in.podcast. Follow the YouTube page or subscribe to the YouTube page. Follow our Instagram.
All those things.
And subscribe on Spotify.
You know what? Tanner does a great job of running the Instagram now that I'm not on Instagram. Even when I was on, he did a great job. But he's really putting in the work. He's doing fun edits on Instagram, guys. He's putting in hard work.
It's fun.
Check it out.
It's fun.
All right?
It's really fun.
It's great. And while you're checking out the Instagram...
Keep it real.